This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 30th of March, 1955. The title is Group Processing, Make It Real, Make It Unreal. This group processing session is 32 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Why, I think that you are really owed a little bit of processing, which is new and strange and unusual. And so I will try to give you some new, strange, and unusual processing. Find the floor. Okay, find the chair. You got a chair there?
Yeah.
Okay, you sure you got a chair there?
Yes.
Good, make it unreal. Oh, you thought I was just going to be standard tonight, huh? Make it unreal. All right, make it real. All right, find the floor. Make it unreal. Make it unreal. All right. Is it good and unreal? Is it real and real? Got it now? All right, make it real. Floor real now? Make it real? Those amongst us who have not come back from the land of unreality, you'll make it before the process is over. All right, now let's feel the chair. All right, let's make that chair unreal. Good, let's make it unreal. Is it good and unreal? Wong, wong. All right, now just include with the chair the rest of the room and make it all unreal. All right, now let's bring the chair back to reality. And the floor back to reality. And the room back to reality. All right, now let's make it nice and real. Got it now? All right, now we'll just do this as a little drill here. Let's make the chair unreal. Got it? All right, let's make the chair real. All right, now let's feel the floor. Let's make the floor unreal. All right, now let's make it real. Good. Now let's feel the chair. Make the chair unreal. All right, now make the chair real. All right, now make the chair too real. All right, now let's make it comfortably real. Good, now let's feel the floor. Now let's make the floor unreal. Good, now let's make it real. All right, now make it too real. How do you make it too real? Huh? Too real, too hard. Come on, too real. All right, now make it comfortably real. Okay, let's look at the right-hand wall. Good, let's look at the left-hand wall. Good, let's look at the right-hand wall. All right, now let's make that right-hand wall unreal. Good, now let's make it real. All right, now let's make it too real. Okay, now let's make it comfortably real. All right, let's look at the left-hand wall. Good, now let's make that left-hand wall very unreal. Nice and unreal. All right, now let's make it real. Now let's make it too real. right, now let's just make it comfortably real. Okay, let's look at the ceiling. Good, now let's look at the back of the room. Good, now let's look at the ceiling. And now let's make the ceiling unreal. Is it unreal? All right, now let's make it real. All right, now let's make it too real. Is it too real? All right, now let's make it comfortably real. Okay, now let's look at the back of the room. Got it now? Let's look at the back of the room and make it unreal. All right, now let's make it comfortably real. Now let's make it too darn real. Good. Now let's make it comfortably real. All right, now let's look at the ceiling. Good. Now let's make the ceiling very, very, very real. No matter what you have to do to it, make it real, too real. Somebody feels that it's about to fall down. That makes it too real. Okay, let's make it too real. Vividly too real. All right, now let's get comfortable by making it extremely unreal. Very unreal. All right, now let's make it comfortably real. Okay, now let's feel that floor again. All right, now let's make it unreal. Good, now let's make it comfortably real. Got it now? All right, now let's make it much too real. Now, because it's much too real, make it very unreal. Now make it comfortably real. All right, now let's take a hold of that chair. Grab a hold of it. Now, we're not going to ask you to do this with your eyes. We're going to ask you to do this with a sense of touch only. All right, now with that sense of touch upon the chair, I want you to have that chair feel very unreal. Got it now? Can you make it feel real unreal? All right, now because it's too unreal, make it too real. Got it too real? Got it too real, just with a sense of touch? Got it? All right, now because it's too real, make it very unreal. All right, now we're getting down to the meat of this process. Now because it's unreal, make it too real. All right, because it's too real, make it completely unreal. Just with a sense of touch. Completely unreal. All right, decide you don't like that, so make it too real. All right, decide you don't like that, so make it too unreal. Good, now decide you don't like that, so make it too real. All right, decide you don't like that, so make it completely obliterate. Now, can you damp it right on out, that chair and touch? Try it. Get as close to it as you can. All right, now make it comfortably real. All right, now just to exercise your memory a little bit, feel the comfortable reality of this chair. You got what it is? You got what it is? All right, now feel it again. Make it too unreal. Good, make it too real. All right, make it comfortably real. Got it now? Mm-hmm. All right, now, is the comfortable reality of the chair as of this minute different than it was 3 or 4 commands ago? Has it changed somewhat? Hey, what do you know? You don't monitor your reality, do you? You mean you've got some say in how real things are, do you? No, this couldn't be. Let's feel the floor now. All right, let's feel the floor as being comfortably real. All right, now let's make this floor too real. Got it? Is it too real now? All right, decide you don't like this too real floor, so make it very unreal. All right, now make it comfortably real. Now, good, do you remember how it was comfortably real before?
Yeah.
Is its comfortable reality now different than it was before? Any change? Well, all right, not enough change. So let's make that floor unreal. Now let's make it too real. Good, let's make it unreal. Good, let's make it too real. Good, now let's make it comfortably real. Comfortably real now? Now, is there any difference between this comfortable reality and an earlier one? There is a little difference now. Well, fine. All right, now we're going to take this on a different plane. We're going to take this on a different plane now entirely. And I want you to look to the front of the room and see it as very unreal. Very unreal. Very unreal. All right, now see it as much too real. Too real, too hard, too solid. Too real. All right, now change that to very unreal. Just look at it and find it's very unreal. Good, now let's make it too real. Good, now let's make it comfortably real as you look at it. Got that now? Huh? All right, now as you look at it, let's make it very unreal. Got that? All right, now let's make it too real. Much too real. All right, now let's make it comfortably real to your sight. Is there any difference between this comfortable reality now and the earlier one?
Okay.
Got that? Huh? All right, let's try it again. Let's look at the front of the room. All right, now let's make the front of the room very unreal. Are you getting better at this? Getting better at this? Can you make it real unreal? Very unreal. All right, now let's make it too real, too vivid, too bright. Got it now? All right, now let's make it comfortably real again. Okay, how are you doing that? All right. Now let's make the front of the room unreal, very unreal. You do that? All right, is it nice and unreal? All right, now let's make it from that too real. Good, now let's make it comfortably real.
How's that now? Huh? All right, is there any difference between this comfortable reality and an earlier one?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Now once more. Once more now. Let's look at the front of the room and make it unreal. Good. Now look at the front of the room and make it real. Good. Let's look at the front of the room and make it too real. Now let's get the idea of it having to stay that way. All right. Now let's change your mind about it staying that way and have it simply be comfortably real. All right, is there any difference between this comfortable reality and an earlier? Got a little difference? Well, fine. Anybody's eyes hurt? Well, fine. If it's giving you pains, we'll just have to lay off the process. Now, let's look at the front of the room and see it as quite unreal. All right, now let's see it as comfortably real.
Yeah.
Good, now let's see it as vividly real. Now as unbearably real. And now as comfortably real. That better?
Yeah.
Anybody's eyes hurting?
No.
Anybody's eyes hurt now? Not very much, huh? A little bit. All right, now let's see the front of the room as very unreal. All right, you got that? Now let's see it as comfortably real. And now as vividly real. And now as unbearably real. And now is comfortably real. All right, is there any difference between this comfortable reality and the first one?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Now let's exercise your sense of touch with your toes. And let's feel the floor with your toes, but let's not look at the floor. Let's not look at the floor. Let's just feel the floor with your toes. All right, now let's feel the floor as unreal. All right, now as comfortably real. All right, now as vividly real. Now as too real. Got that? All right, now it's comfortably real. Did you get any variation?
Yeah.
Who didn't get a variation? All right, now let's feel the floor with the flat of our feet. Now let's feel it and find that it is unreal. All right, now let's feel it and find it as too real. Now let's not like that and make it completely unreal. And now let's make it comfortably real. Find a variation there?
Yeah.
Are you getting a variation? Well, fine. Now we're going to do a much more delicate operation. I'm going to ask you, all those present, now to sit there relaxed. And feel the weight of your hair. Come on now, let's feel the weight of your hair. I know you've never been conscious of this, but I'm sure it has weight. All those present. Feel the weight of your hair. Got it now? Now have your hair feel heavier. Now have it feel lighter. Now have it feel comfortably present. And now let's be oblivious of it. What a command. Be oblivious of it. All right, now once more, once more. Now feel your hair as too heavy. Now as too light. And now as a comfortable weight. And now as unbearably heavy. An unsupportable weight. All right, now have it feel too light so that you're not aware of it. You know, you might lose it. It might be standing straight up. Too light. All right, now have it be a comfortable weight. You got that now? Okay, now if some people aren't 4 or 5 feet out of their chairs floating in the air at the end of this process, I'm going to be disappointed. Now I want your body at this moment, as it sits there in the chair, to be the weight it is. And get how factual this weight is. Feel the weight it is in the chair. Now feel it as much heavier. Now as much lighter. And now as the weight it is. All right, now once more, let's feel the body and the feet on the ground and so on, and the hair on the head and the arms hanging from the shoulders as being unbearably heavy. Too heavy. I'll settle for just a little heavier. All right, now feel it as too light so that it's kind of insecure being that light. You know, there's centrifugal force and the world spins around and you're liable to fly off by centrifugal, you know, an insecure lightness. You don't like that. Get that, you know, an insecure lightness. Can you feel that now? You know, can you get the desire now? Can you feel it enough so that you really should have a cable fastened to you, to the earth, to keep you from flying up in space? Can you feel that desire? Can you want this cable? You know, it's an insecure thing only being this heavy. All right, now let's change that to a comfortable weight. Now, doesn't it make you happy to feel that heavy? Huh? Not need a cable or anything? Isn't that nice to be that happy? Now, just admire it. Admire feeling this heavy. You know, isn't that good, feeling that heavy? Isn't that nice? Get how nice it is being that heavy. You know, you don't fly out in space, and you don't go through things, really. And you know, you're just about right. Got that now? All right, now get a feeling coming over you that you're much too heavy. Much too heavy. Get a little anxiety about whether or not the chair will support you. It's liable to go splat, you know? You got that now? Huh? And that your shoes are liable to go straight through the boards. That you really haven't got any business being this heavy in this auditorium. Got that? You get a little anxiety about it, you know, a little worry. All right, now let's feel a comfortable weight. Got a comfortable weight now? How's that now, huh? All right, now let's feel too light. Too light.
Insecure.
Too light. Not good. Not good to feel this light. Now let's feel lighter than that. Good, now let's feel lighter than that. And because we're too light, feel much heavier. Now, because this is too heavy, feel too light.
Good. Now, because that's too light, feel too heavy. Good. Now, because that's too heavy, feel too light. Now, get the obvious effort as you're feeling too light to keep your hands on your lap or on the arms of the chair. You know, they're liable to go up. You know, get a little force and effort there to keep them down. Now, get the feeling like your feet have to be held down. They're liable to drift up into the air, too. Got that now? All right, now to correct this so you won't have any effort involved in it, feel too heavy. All right, now that you feel too heavy, feel much heavier. All right, now let's feel a comfortable weight. Got a nice comfortable weight now?
Yes.
Huh? All right, from this nice comfortable weight, start to get lighter and lighter, and hold on to the sides of the chair so you won't drift up into the air. It'd be embarrassing to float around in the air now. You know how embarrassing it would be. Hold on solidly to keep yourself from going up and feel too light. Feel too light. Hold on. Keep yourself from going up. All right. Now reverse the direction of your hold and brace yourself because you've become too heavy. You'll have to sink through the chair. Now keep yourself from sinking through the chair with all this tremendous weight. All right, reverse that now and hold on to the chair to keep yourself from floating into the air. You're too light now. All right, keep yourself from floating into the air now. Concentrate on not floating into the air. Good. Now reverse the direction of your hold and concentrate on not sinking into the center of the earth. Mustn't go down through the crust, only 40 miles thick, and then there's lava. You know, mustn't sink through the crust, which you would inevitably unless you supported yourself. You got it now? All right, now quickly change your mind and decide not to go up into the air and hold on to the chair to keep from flying out in space. It's minus 273 degrees in the vacuum out there, and it's very dark. Let's hold on and not fly out there, right straight through the roof out into space. Carefully, don't fly out into space. All right, have the feeling come over you now that you're now getting too heavy and brace yourself to keep from going through to the crust. Brace yourself, don't let yourself sink into earth now. Okay, now reverse the direction and hold on to your chair so as to keep from flying out into space. All right, now feel a comfortable weight. Let go of your chair. Feel a comfortable weight. Is the comfortable weight you're feeling now feel different to you than earlier? Got another weight now, huh? This is a recommended reduction exercise. All right, now let's feel that the whole auditorium is much too unreal. Feel it, see it. As unreal. All right, now make it too real. Much too real. And now is comfortably real. All right, now make the auditorium unreal. All right, now make it too real. Now make it comfortably real. And now make it comfortably unreal. All right, make it uncomfortably unreal. Now uncomfortably too real. Now, comfortably unreal.
and now comfortably real. Look different to you? Look a little different? All right, feel the floor. Feel the chair. All right, tell me okay.
Okay.
All right.
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 All right. You tell the audience all right.
All right.
Tell them again.
All right.
All right. Tell them again.
All right.
All right. Tell them and receive. They're all right. All right, tell them again and receive. They're all right.
All right.
Okay, say all right.
All right.
Tell the audience all right.
All right.
All right, tell the audience all right.
All right.
All right, tell the audience all right.
All right.
Okay, tell me hello.
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 All right. Good night.